ביאן דאף אַפ היי מיט ביי ווי הער מחלייק איז ביטווין רבי און גדחיים אַליי שבאב אומ אבניזע בקוין הו איז נמן לאחילוי בטרומע ווען אין נמל סי יאיש דיבריי רבי און רבי יהוד אַז יו קען ספליט איט Just like he's not, just like a korev is not neman to be metzuref with another aid. Lasiya isha, so a korev is not neman lachilei trume. And Rebbe said, no, there's a difference. Ani mamina lachilei betrume, shebiyodai lachilei betrume. So let us see Taisus. Neman lachilei betrume. So Taisvis, Ikshariwam, this nan beperik asari yuchsim, there's a Mishneh in asari yuchsim, Misha yotso huve ishtalim dinisayam. A person left, this is an isha beduke, I mean there's no problems of yichis with her, shechoza heivi imay bonim. He came back with bonim, Umeisa Ishtoi, his wife is dead. She didn't come back with him, Mimdina Sayom. He comes back with Bono. Tzorich lohovi raya al Bono. She has to bring a raya of these Bonim upon this Isha Beduke. From the Isha Beduke, so, Fashtaitzach, the Kosher, the Kohune. But if not, he has to bring a raya. And from the Gemara, it would seem there that he's not Nemon to be Machel Betrume. The sign Yehosom, Hevi Raya Ala Gedoilim, and so Raya Ala Ktanim. Roma Rab Shimon Barikya Shalom, Loishonu Elo Bekotshi Hagvu, Ogabi Trume, the raya on the gedolim is sufficient for the ktanim. Avoluyuchsin loy. Al koponim, so we see that one has to bring a raya on the kashrus of the bonim. For trume. Veheichi koma rabbi hoche, the ov neman lachile betrume. And here it says that an ov is neman lachile betrume. So, how does this stem with that Mishnah? That Mishnah seems clear. You have to bring a raya. You don't have an amonis. You have to bring a raya. Legabi trume that these are kahanim. This kasha the Rivam asks, v'tiretz the Rebbe tanu hu polik. What's the kasha? He also disagrees with Rebbe. So that Mishnah is also not like Rebbe. Enachanami, according to Rebbe, he holds this migu of biyada is sufficient for achilam betrume. The Mishnah doesn't hold like Rebbe. Rabbi Netamo imer dehi de kedushin osi kerab Yehuda. Rabbi Netam said a different cheshbon. That Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Oma in Malin lakuna al piyei decho. That we're not mala lekuna al piyede. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you need to aid them on kuhune, because kuhune is gematria yuchsen, because mala metrume le yuchsen. So memele, that Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, fashteitzach tzorich lohovi raya. So you have to bring a raya, because trume in yuchsen is all one. According to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi, that's what we had learned yesterday. Rabbi holds that ein malim mitrumah liyuchsin. So for truma alone, he has an emonis, even though he's not an eid kosher, als biyode lachiloi truma. But, so that, and that mission is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Netam answered. The kochi hagvul dahosom. Now we have a problem. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, the whole reason we need a raya is because the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi, in Malam Mitrum Eliyuchsin, so you need a Birur of Shnei Edim for Trume, for Yuchsin. That's why Tzorch Lo Viraye. So now the Gemara Shreklach Shver, the Gemara says, but there's a difference between Kotshi Hagvul and Yuchsin. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, the whole reason you need a raya for Kotshi Hagvul is because Malam Mitrum Eliyuchsin. That's why you need to weigh them. So if you need to, so now how can you differentiate that for Kotshi Hagvul it's a biro, for Yuchsin it's not a biro? So this is a problem according to the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, "V'kotchi hagvul dahosam haynu l'chol doba kedusha." Kotchi hagvul does not necessarily mean trume. It means kol doba kedusha. Trume, siyas kapayim, v'yuchsin, because shemalin. So mamele, you have to be in garaya. V'hod the koma hosom abu liyuchsin loy. Now, the Gemara over there is speaking about that if he came back with his wife and the children are koruch achreho. So that what they cling to her, so that's a raya that they're her children. So we're talking about he's a koyin, she's an isha bedukia. That's one of the There's a lot of cases in the Mishnah if this is his wife, this is the same wife that he left with, we know her, she's an Isha Beduke, or we don't know who she is, but it says if you have Boner Kruchim Achel, so Al Kaponim, whatever she is, you know the children, if she's a Beduke, if she's kosher, so these are her children. That means even though we don't know of anything, but these are her children. Because the Kruchim Acher. So the Gemara says, when does Kruchim Acher help? Only Lekotche Hagvul. Aval Yuchsin Loi. Yuchsin, it doesn't help. Now, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, we just said before, you have to bring a Raya, Legabi, Trume, Yuchsin, etc. So what is these two things? That Yuchsin, it doesn't help Kruchim Acher. So Taisvi says, the Benetam says, Abu Liyuksin Loi, Ainu Yuksin Likuvik Gain Lisko Velisrei Fal Yodi, Kinamasik also Rabbi Yechanin, Omar Af Liyuksin, was Rabbi Yechanin Tamei Domasoiklin Allah Hazokis. That means that their shot is like this. If you bring a raya that she's a Beduke, and it's boner kruchin acher, so you know that the kosher kinder legabi kosher legabi trume nesius kapayim and yuchsin. But now there's a besondere shaila. What if one of these children will be bo aleho? Do you know that this is a ben bevadai to give skila? So that's the shaila in the Gemara. Yuchsin, the Gemara was speaking about Yuchsin means that legabe liskel through this, that means this, that it's her ben legabe kotchi agvul. We rely on this, koruch achel. But to kill the ben, because I know klor he's a ben, that already is a shaila in the Gemara. That's the shaila of Liyuchsin Loi and Rabbi Yechon also for Liyuchsin. That's speaking about a different Yuchsin. It's speaking about Yuchsin of Ben Abol Imoy. If I can assume 100% that this is a Ben, is this a Choche from Koruch Achreo, enough of a Choche Lohomis Al Yodai. So that's a Machloikis in the Gemara. So that's Pshat Yuchsin. The Bein Etam had a problem if Tzorch Lovirai is because Yod Malam Mitrum Liyuchsin. So what's Yuchsin? So that is why the Rabbein Etam said that Yuchsin means something else. Yuchsin means Lekur V'Kein Liska Lisa Fal Yodai. Kedemasikosom, and now we'll understand Shad, Rabbi Yochanan Noma Afli Yuchsin, Boaz the Rabbi Yochanan Tameda Mosaiklon Alachazokis. Rabbi Yochanan knows you can be cycle Alachazokis, and that's what we're talking about over here. So that Cheskas Kuva, that means that they were Noyig, Keben Ve'imoi, that's enough of a Heichacha that you can cycle on our Yod. So, Bekitza, we have here a Mishnah in Kedushin, that the Mishnah seems to say that if I don't know these are his children, he has to bring a raya on the children for Kotshe Hagvul, and that is not like Rebbe. So Taisus had two terutzim. One teretz Taisus said that it's taki, that Mishnah is chaylik and Rebbe. And the second teretz is, it's also chaylik and Rebbe, but with a cheshbon, because it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and you need malin b'trum ele yuchsin, so you need a biru for yuchsin. Inami, a third teretz, oche be'ishta imay, that if he comes back with his wife, say no claw that this is his wife. And Taisus means in Bonea Kruchem Achel, so then you don't have to bring a raya. So here we're speaking about such a case. So now this teretz is a very difficult teretz, Aistis. If we're speaking about, he comes back with an Isha Beduke, Nitzboneo Kruchem Achreo, so we know Klo that these are her children. So what is the Shailam? Rabbi says a new Cheshbin over here. Rabbi says a Cheshbin that the Kahanim, because Biyadei Lachilim Betrume. So the Beis Yaakov wants to say Pshat and Taisvis as follows. He says, Be'emerson, there are two shailas. Taisus before had said, Taisus did not understand the Gemara, but Taisus said, Klo, the din of Malin mitrume liyuchsin, the whole shaila is speaking about from Chalukas trume. Machilas trume is bechlal no raya that this person is a kohen, could be he's an eved. So he says, so by Emerson we have to understand our Gemara. Rabbi says, biyodoi lachiloi betrume. He can give him trume. So whatever this biyodoi is, he gives him trume. So Taisus had a problem. Taisus has a problem. B'yodei l'achilei truma. Fine. So that doesn't prove anything. The proof is allowed to eat truma, but that doesn't mean that it could be he's an eved. So what does the achilas truma whatever b'yodei l'achilei truma means that the father can give him truma? He's saying he's a kohen, and the monos is biyodei lachi truma, and if you're machalim truma, so what does that prove? That doesn't prove anything. It proves he's allowed to eat truma, but does not prove at all that he's a kohen. So he says, ain't a chanami. That's like a problem. So that's why we have to say it's ishta imoy. Now, this isha is an isha beduke. And these are her children. It's Bonei Krucha Acher, so we know that they're not Abodim. This is. But there's another Shaila. Who says that they are his children? That means they're not Abodim. I know Klo, when he comes back with the Isha, and the Bonei Krucha Acher said, no Klo, they're her children. And this is an Isha Beduke, who's a Miyuchesses. So these are her children and they're not avodim. I don't know if they're his children. He's saying bni v'koyin. He's the one that's saying there's a koyin. So now he's not neman to say he's a koyin because he's a korit. And that Rebbe said, it's b'yodei l'achilei tume. So here, achilas tume, that he was chuchzik lechel betume al yedei ha'ov, now will be chilken, now all the time, achilas tume is never a proof that he's a koyin. The way Taisvus was Meirand of Chafei Amad Aleph, could be he's an Eved. That's Taisvus Shite. So, we have to understand what's shot in this biyodai lahachilai truma, that when he's machil him truma, what does this prove? But, so that's why we need this siruf. We need this siruf that I know klor, that this is ishtoi imay, these are her children, so that I know already that they are not avodim. And now he's machel and betrume, so that proves that they're his children and they're kehanim. So that's the tziruch between that's the biyodoi and that's the biyodoi lachilei trume betziruch ishtoi imoy in boner kruchim achar. That's what Beis Yaakov says. Let's go a little further, and perhaps we'll speak again about this. Shebiyodoi lachilei trume. Now, so Rebbe said he has a migu. Biyodoi lachilei betrume. Teime. So Taisus asks a kasha, eich namin oisai al trume bahai migu. It would seem that through this achile, is nemon lachile trume, that means, lachile trume, that means lachire, that after his edis, yechil can lay begoyren. I mean, now he has a din koyin that yechil can lay begoyren. And we believe him because it's biyodai lachilei trume. So we believe whatever he says. So Taisvus asks, Eich namin oisei al trume b'haimigu? Ho'ein biyodai lachilei achamise. It's whatever this lachilei accomplishes, but so there's a psalom this, since it's biyodai lachiloi, so we believe in whatever, because it's biyodai lachiloi, whatever, let us say that pshat and biyodai lachiloi is that, he's saying he deserves 10 pounds of tumah a week. That's what he's saying. He's a kohen and he deserves 10 pounds of tumah a week. And biyodei lachiloi 10 pounds of truma. It's better lachil 10 pounds of truma a week. Whatever this means. So we believe him. This is biyodei. That means since it's biyodei to fear duch what he's saying, so we believe in what he's saying. It's a certain type of biyodei. So it seems Taisus understood that. Al kaponim in the kashe. So Taisvus says, fine. Aba eich nami noise al trume by migo en biyodi lachile achamise. So Kozman, he's alive. So, since it's biyodi lachile, so we believe him with this biyodi. Ba achamisosai, so it's not anymore biyodi lachile. So memele, so he shouldn't have an amonis lachamise. V'im kein ein zemigu. So he doesn't have a migu. K'moyshe metzinu b'yesh noichlem. Where do we see such a thing? The Gemara says b'yesh noichlem, gabi p'cheo, like Pasra Dikdushin, the sanye yakir, yakirenu l'acherem. We learn out from the posuki ha'b'cher ben asnue yakir, so the Gemara darshins from this word yakir, yakirenu l'acherem, that the father has an emunis to be mevare who his prayer is. Mikana marabihude naman odom loimer ze bni prayer. So the Gemara asks, Lamai Hilchus, Lagabi, what halachis is the Pasuk telling us that he has an amonis to be mevar that he's his prayer? Ilos is loipishnayim, that he has an amonis, los is loipishnayim, ilu boi lemesiv le matone milo yoiv le. So why do you need this Pasuk? He could, Pishnayim, whatever he's saying, he could give him Pishnayim. He could give him the matone, Pishnayim of all his nechosim. So, we should believe him out b'yoda. He should only need a posik for this. I needed a posik to tell me he's nemon that he's a b'chir. He's nemon on a posik. Because it's b'yoda liken like Pishnayim. So the Gemara says, no, you need a posik. Leitzrich b'nechosim shenoflo loik shehu goises. That means, the nechosim, let us say, that we have a father and a son. So the father is saying that's Yaakov and Reuven. So Yaakov is saying that Reuven is his prayer. Fine. L'maynach gemine, that when Yaakov will die, so Reuven will take Pishnaim and his nechosim. For the Gemara, you don't need a posik for that, because Yaakov, it's beyonder for Yaakov to be maknim Pishnaim and his nechosim. So the Gemara, but what would be b'nechosim shenoflo loik shu goises? That means that Yaakov yarshened $1 million when Yaakov was a goises. It means he acquired money when he was a goises. Now, the money that he acquired that he was a goises is not b'koyach lahaknis anymore. So, on these $1 million that he yarshened when he was a goises, so it's not b'yodoy lahaknis to his b'chir. That means all the money he possesses till this man sees so good, so it's biyadei lahaknoisam. So memele, so you don't need a biru of yaker. It's biyadei. But the Gemara says you need the pasuk to tell me if he acquired $1 million when he was a geisus. So now on this $1 million is not a geisus, not b'koyach lahaknis anymore. So as the birur of Biyodai, there's no birur of Biyodai, that's need the birur of Yaakov. Alme, ilavkro, lehavi nemo, lefishein Biyodai. So we see from the Gemara as follows. That the Gemara says that, the Gemara understood that the father has an emonis of Biyodai. Why need a posik to tell me he's a b'chir? There's an amonus of b'yodai. So the Gemara says, fine, but this b'yodai is mugbul. It's b'yodai lahaknis loy, kol ma sheyesh loy, til gesise. But it's not b'yodai to be maknim, the nechosim be gesise. So memele, so since this b'yodai is not makif, this man of the nemonis, that means you're saying that he's nemon to say that he's a b'chir, because the b'yod is only a biru, not on all nechosim, on a certain amount of nechosim, but on the nechosim that will acquire b'shas tzis, it's not a biru. So memele, so he doesn't have nemonis on those nechosim. So memele, so he wouldn't be nemon without a posik. So now, Tosis is asking Akasha, so you see that if you have a migu of Biyodai, so the nemonis of Biyodai only helps on Kozman, it's Biyodai. When it's not Biyodai anymore, you lose your nemonis. That's what the Gemara says over there. So Frektor Tosis, Rabbi says, is nemon lachiloi trume. So it means finished, he's nemon lachiloi trume. So, Frektach Toysus, why is he Nemol Achilei Trume? The Biyodai is only Mugbul, because man is alive. The minute he dies, it's not Biyodai Lachilei Trume. So what's Pshat Na Gemore? That's Toysus Kasha. V'yesh Loima, the Loidomi, the hochek, even the nemal lachiloi b'chayov mishum de biyode, is nemal lachiloi b'chayov mishum de biyode. Svaru de nemal afilu la'achamisa. So he's nemal la'achamisa also. So we have to understand Tosfos. What does Tosfos mean? There's a marshal here, and the Yellow Sashacha wants to say pshat in the marshal. Wants to say pshat as follows. That by b'chayr, the whole nemonis is, I'm saying he's a b'chayr, l'man af kemine, that la'acha misosoy, he should yash and everything. The whole nemonis is only, that's what the moment said, the whole nemonis is noigeya, that la'acha misosoy, he should take pishnayim. So the Gemara says, if your whole nemonis is negeya, la'acha misoscho, because, so it has to be biyotcha till the misoscho. If it's not biyotcha till the misoscho, because there's mangsisi, you can't be magnetem, so you're not nem. The whole nemonis is negeya la'acha misa, that he should yarshin you, should take pishnaim in your nechosim. And it's not biyotcha to give him all the nechosim till Misa. So you don't have a migo. That's the Gemara. But over here, the Shaila is not negei la'acha Misa. The Shaila is, what is he now? What is he now? Is he now a coin or not a coin? That's the Shaila. It's not a Shaila of, does he have a schus netila la'acha Misa? Who's talking about la'acha Misa? I'm talking about, is he a coin now? And this biyodai gives me an amonis, that now, if it's biyodai lachiloi trume, so it gives me, as I assume he's a koyin, if I assume he's a koyin, so mamela lachamis is also a koyin. That means, here he has an amonis, here the whole amonis is that he's a pchir on lachamis. He's a prayer to take Pishnaim, and this nemonis was never chal, because it never was biyodai to be maknim all his nechosim lachamisa. So he never got the nemonis. Here, the biyodai lachiloi trume is, gives him a nemonis to show that he's now a koyin. That now he is a schus achilas trume. And if it proves it, so forget it. So he have a nemonis that he's a koyin. So if he's a koyin now, you don't need a nemonis for a shpeta dikizma. That's more or less that what the marshal and the Yael Sashach wants to say pshat in the marshal. Now, be'emison, this biyodai is very unclear. We had mentioned before, the Beis Yaakov seems to learn pshat, and the biyodai lachiloi trume is that be'emison, the raya is that he gives him trumatit. Like the Beis Yaakov mentioned be'emison from achilas trume. We're talking about biyodai lachiloi trume, but his nemon lachiloi trume means he has a nemonis that he's a coin that he, that yecholik trume begoyren. That's the nemonis. Lefiyemis, that's the nemonis. Now, the shaila is, how does the biyodai of lachiloi trume give him a nemonis to be cholik trume ala goyren? That's the shaila. I mean, Mein Schmittel Eitzel Harsina. So, be'emison, there's two way found them how to learn. The Beis Yaakov seemed to learn pshat, and Goyren, we don't have, that what he gives him to him is b'chlal no, b'satos to the Goyren. No, be'emison, he says, be'emison for Machilas Trume is also a, if he eats Trume, it's an avoyin misa, that's a rai, he's a koyin. Now, Tosfos had mentioned before, but Achilas Trume is never right because maybe he's an Eved. So that's why here it's speaking about that Ishtoi Imoi, and I know he's not an Eved. So Memele from Achilas Trume is a Raya that he's a Koyim. That means all the time we don't have this right because maybe he's an Eved. Here, if it's Ishtoi Imoi, I know he's not an Eved. So from the Achilas Trume, that he eats truma, which is an oven mis. I see he's a kohen, so memele, so he can go to the goyim. Now this is, I know he's not an eved, and I know he's a kohen, so memele, so he can go to the goyim and eat truma. According to this, so say the yals hashacha tainis, so what's biyodil achile truma means, he gives them one kezayis a truma. He goes and gives them a kezayis a truma. He calls on everybody. My son, here's a kezayis truma. Enjoy it. And he gives them a kezayis truma, and everyone sees it's an ovin misa. You know it's an ovin misa. He's not an eved. He eats the truma. Eat it. Everyone sees he eats it. Next day, he sends him to the Goyren. He's a koi. That's how it seems how the Beis Yaakov learned. So then he tainas, so then Tesis Kasha's Meirdik Modne, so it's a psakasha in the Teretz. I mean, Tesis Takasha, it's Tesis Takasha, but it's not Biyode Lachiloi Trume Lachamise. I mean, if the guy is from what he ate once truma or two times to bechweis, whatever it is, I mean, so the kasha finds sich nicht on. That's what he tainis on the Beis Yaakov. Leidach gise, so how does he want to learn? So he wants to learn that biyodei lachilei truma means that is whatever he's asking for, he can supply for himself. That means, I'm saying he's a koyin, and he's roi to get 10 pounds of tume each week. And it's biyodai lachiloi tume. That means whatever I'm asking for, I can supply him myself, which is a very modern biyodai. I'm saying that, And we'll see it's a modern meisel. If it goes al tzmigu, I'll support him for 25 years. Smeila, believe me. If you have to support him for 20, it's easy if you to say he's a coin and let the Yisraelim support him, then you should support him. You say, I'm telling them, why they have to say a lie? I could go and give him for 25 years. I can support him 10 pounds of truma each week. Why you have to say a lie? It'll run you up some bill if you say he's a kohen. So he's taken care of. He's put on the payroll already. So, but al koponim, if there is such a biyodoi, the Taisus Yishonim, seems to have eight kosher lari, the ain't zamigo toib, shimelechana begar, vitan loy chelke, hare yapsit, vash to the kama shukai, naito kolechat chelke. He learned a little different. He comes and takes him to the goyim, and that's the biyodi lachilei trum. He comes, he goes over to the Yisrael, good morning, Rabid, you know, every week you give me 10 pounds of trum. Yeah, sure, you're okay. You know what? I'm telling you, give to him. Instead of giving to me, give to him, or give to me, I'll give to him. So that's the biyodoi. So he says, so since it's biyodoi to do that, so he's believed to say that he's a kohen, and you should give both of us. He says it's a psabot namigu. It's a problem. It's a meyodike problem. It's very unclear what this migu is, but he wants to say, that means if you say like this, the biyodoi, since he can, however this migu works, that since it's biyodoi to support him with truma, Rashi also seems to say something like that. Shreyu koyin v'hakel chelkin loy truma. He has an abundance of truma. So Rashi is also very unclear. V'hakel chelkin loy truma. He has an abundance of truma. So he could give his son 10 pounds of truma easily. So maybe you have to believe him that he's a koyin. Then we understand Taishvah's Kash a little better. So, the whole Nemonis is not from the Etzem Maisachila. That's the time he's on the Beis Yaakov. If Taishvah's learned like the Beis Yaakov, so it's very modern what the Kash is. The Teretz is wonderful, that the Kash finds sich nicht on, but the Kash is modern. If you learn like this alone is a Nemonis, that
since it's biyadi to support him, so memela, if he says he should be supported, that's also sufficient. So then it's, then al kapanim we understand Taisvus Kashin, perhaps we can understand Taisvus Teretz also. Al kapanim, but we have an emunus now already. Now, we'll see, it's not so posh, but let's just go a little further. We'll come back to this also. But let us just go the Gemara further. I mean, the Rebbe Hele Ben Alpi Oviv LeKohunem. So now we see that Rebbe was the one that was Mala Ben Alpi Oviv LeKohunem. Rabbi Hele Och Alpi Ochib LeLadiyah. Rabbi Chiyah said the Gemara asked, because that's the Gemara said, one was Mala Ben, one was Mala Noch. Rabbi Chiyah said the Gemara asked, Maishma Ben Deloi the Korvu Eitzel Oviv. Och nami korav huaytzalochiv. So why is Rab Chiya choylik on an ov and mamin an och? So the Gemara answers b'mesiach lefi tumei that no Rab Chiya wasn't soimach on the nemonis of a korav. He was soimach on the nemonis of mesiach lefi tumei. We learned yesterday in Taisus the Gemara says about the kama soimach tumei the rabbanon. It's a different nemonis in Gansan. Now, where do we see that Mesiach Lefitume has an Ammonis? Kihod Omar Rab Yehuda Mashmu, Maisabod Mechod Shay Mesiach Lefitume. For Omar Zacharnik, Shani Tinek, Umukavak Sefer Shalaba, Vichunimi Beis HaSefer, Shituni Eskotonti, Vitviluni Lech, Betrumel Erev. It's a Mamele, Rabchia Messiahimbo, Vachavere Bedele Mimeni, Voyekeren Oise Yechen and Eichel Chalas, Hello, Rabbi Lakuna Alpiv. So we see that there's an emunis of Mesiach Lefitume. He mentioned yesterday, we have to understand what was Rabbi Chiya Moisef. Rabbi Chiya says, the Chaverim called him Yoichanan Eichel Chalas. So the Beis Yaakov says a beautiful vote over here. The Beis Yaakov says that here, who is saying that he's a Kohen? The Baal Dov himself is saying he's a Kohen. Fine. So really, if you don't believe a Kohen, you don't believe a Baal Dov, 100%. But it was Mesiach Lefi Tumay. Fine. He's saying it Mesiach Lefi Tumay. So this gives him an Amonis and a Tumay Darabon. Now, how does this Baal Dov know that he's a Kohen? Good. I believe whatever you said. You're Mesiach Lefi Tumay. You're not saying a lie. I believe whatever you said. But let's hear, how do you know you're a Kohen? Because my father gave me Truma. I remember this. My father gave me Truma. So you know you're a Kohen from your father. So if the father would be alive now, and the father would come and say he's a Kohen. Not, I believe you, Mesiach Lefi Tumay, that your father did this. Your father would come now and say you're a Kohen. I wouldn't believe the father either. That's the Machlokes Rebbe and Rab Chiya. The father came and said that he's a Kohen. So we need a Birur in order to prove that he is a Kohen. So Rebbe said we have to believe in Biyodai La'achiloi Betrume. Biyodai La'achiloi Betrume. Now, what does Rab Chiya hold? So Rab Chiya holds that when the father gives him Trume, Biyodai L'Achiloi Trume, the father says, no, the son is a Kohen, we'll make the Oshpilach, we'll hear my son, here's a Kezayis Trume, eat it, Gesundheit, make a broche, and we see he gave him Trume, and he ate it, so that's a Raya, and I'm telling you he's a Kohen, so whatever, however it works, we believe the father he's a Kohen, according to Rebbe. According to Rab Chiya, I don't believe the father. With your whole spilachel, with the whole biyodi, whatever you did, I don't believe you. I mean, that's the svar of Abchi. You're apostle, you're a Kohen, and if I have a suffix who the son is, I don't know if he's a Kohen or not, so finished. You don't have an emunis. So Mamela looked at Beis Yaakov that when Rab Chiya heard this maise, he said, "What steht schon in der maise though?" And the Maisa, I believe the Baal Dova that his father gave him Trume. That his father said he was a Kohen. Finished. But according to me, the father also doesn't have Namonis. So therefore, Rab Chiya was Maisa. No, he said something else. He says, you know, all my classmates, All my classmates called me Yoichen and Eichel Chalas. So that the classmates are not Kreivim. The classmates are not Kreivim. They're Ktanim. Okay, you have to know. By Trumad Rabban, it could be Ktanim also. I don't know. That's a Horef on Ktanim. But Al Kaponim, that's what the Beis Yaakov says, that he said he was called Yoichen and Eichel Chalas. That, so we needed the Biro from the classmates. The classmates want Kreivim. And from the classmates, we know that he was a Kohen. The Bichas Avrom is Ma'ira Taka. What's the Raya from the Chaveira? It could be they were Ketanim. So how could we have a Biro from them? He also is Ma'ira, the Rambam Paskins like Rebbe, and he also brings down this Haysofe of the Chaveirai. Let us see Taisvah. So Taisvah, Mesich Lefitumai Vim Taima, Umenolon Lahochi. Now we hear that two Mises had occurred. One Mises was there were Male, Aben, Alpi, Oviv, another Mises, an Och, Alpi, Ochiv. We're trying to figure out who was Mala who. So the Gemara says that since Rabbi was Mala the Ben, so he was Mala the Och. So Taisus says, we just, from the previous Barai, so we had a Machloikis, La'aloche, arei shebovam abniza v'koyenu, so Rabbi holds his nemon l'achile betrume. Rabbi Chi holds his not nemon l'achile betrume. That was a b'raisa l'aloche, not a maise shoye. This is a b'raisa l'aloche. Now there were two maises. So that's for sure, that if Rabbi Chi was mala someone, it was mesich l'fitumai. If Rebbe was Mala, Rebbe, you don't need Masiach Lefitum, according to Rebbe, that's for sure. But we had a Messiah, there were two Mises, so how did we figure out that the Mises with the Ben was by Rebbe, and the Mises with the Och was by Rabchi? Vim taime menolei dahochu, dulme Rabchi ahelo ben alpi oviv, vim Masiach Lefitumai. The Rebbe Hele Och Al Pi Och Refu Boloi Messiah. That means the Argamor is clearing. There was two Mises. Argamor says, Chad Hele Ben, Chad Hele Och. We're trying to clear who was Mala what. So there were two Mises which are trying to pinpoint who was the Mala and the Mises with the Och. Who was the Mal and the Maisa with the Ben. Fine. So what did we put? Then we brought a Baraisa that says in a Nemonis, according to Rebbe, there's a Nemonis of 8 Korev, if he's a father, since it's Biyode, and according to Rebbe, there's no Nemonis of 8 Korev, and you need a Birur of Masich Levitum. Finished. That's all that we have proven. But now we're trying to figure out, there was a Maisa with an Och, a Maisa with a Ben. So how did we ever prove that the Maisa with the Ben was with Rebbe and the Maisa with the Och was with Rabchia? It could be the other way around. The Maisa with the Ben was with Rabchia, and there was the Och was Masich Lafi Tumai, the Maisa with the Och was with Rebbe. Which Gemara is trying to figure out, to pinpoint these Mises. We're trying to figure out there were two Mises. So how are you Mavara the Mises were? That's Isis Kash. I mean, Nolan the Ochihu, Tilma Rabchia Helo Ben Apiyovit. Maybe the Mises of Ben Apiyovit was with Rabchia. But Messiah Lefitumai. The Rabbi Helo Och Apiyovit of the Belay Messiah. But how did the Gemara... We're talking about two different things over here. The Braise is speaking about so the Braise is speaking about an abstract case. But Mestome, if Rebbe chose this abstract case to say his halacha, so mistama, there was such a maisa also with Rebbe, and therefore he put it in the barais. Period. Okay, that's a balabata shetels. But now Taisa says alom the shetels. V'oid the efsha the Rebbe hella ochal pi ochim lelaviyah. Afilu b'loi mesiyach, nahosam ein shach loi meshe b'yodi l'achi le maisa, ma'andoma maisa rishin muta lezorim. So Taisva says over here that the whole nemonis of Rebbe is alts b'yodi. So if you learn, so Taisva says, by maisa there's no inyan of b'yodi, if maisa rishin is muta lezorim. So now we come back to what we had learned before the Biyodei Lachila. If we learn like the Beis Yaakov, Biyodei Lachila is proving that he's permitted to eat it. Emerson, that's the Biyodei Lachila. The Beis Yaakov learns, and Rab Shimon also learns like this in Chidusha Rab Shimon. The Biyodei Lachila was to prove, even though it's an oven misa, he eats it. I can make my son eat truma. That's all I can, and then already, from that is muzik, to eat truma, automatically, you're mechalik begoyen. So from the misa achila, we have proof that he's a koyen, and memela, you're chelkin imoy begoyen. So Memela Sataisva says, you need a Maisa Achila of Trume, of a Dover Osa. If you have someone eating Maisa that's Mutal Azorim, so it's nothing. So if the Biyodai works with the Isar Achila, so then Taisus is beautiful. So over here there's no Isar Achila, so you don't have a Biyodai. But if you learn, and the Yelos HaShachar asks on himself, that's in the Bichus of Ramos says this, if you learn the Biyodai is a different type of Biyodai, I could support him for 25 years with 10 pounds of Trum each week, so my male is a Biyodai Lachilo, so my male, believe me that he should be supported already. However, this Migu works, so this could work with my Sarishan also, for let's mutalizam, I'm a Levi and I have an abundance of my Sarishan. So it's, from this Taisvus, it would seem that the Migu of Biyodai works with the Isar Achila, not with the supporting of, he supports him with Trumo or Maisa. Bibes HaSeifa Nokat Shloiloi Meshu Evet Kama B'Seif Pirkin. This we know he wasn't an Evet. Zogt der Gemara weiter. Tanya Reb Shimon Elozer Eimer, Kishem Shetrume Chazoke Lekune, just like if a person eats Trume, that's a Chazoke is a Koyin, Kach Maisa Rishain Chazoke Lekune. For Maisa Rishain, or for the Mechalikim Trume, whatever it is, the chiluk trume is a chazoka lakune, is chiluk maiserishin chazoka lakune. It's also rai is a coin. That's one on aloche. Vahachilik bebezn ene chazoka. Now, aloche number two is that if bezn said he has a schus chaluke, that doesn't make a chazoka. So let's see what Rashi says. Achoylik bebezn, kasalka daitach, shalpi bezn hakavua bir hayuchokun leitrume beveis agronis. That bezn had said, you know, he's a illegitimate kohen to take achoylik beveis agronis. And you know, that doesn't make him becheskes kohen. Well, kama poch, I bebezn lehava chazok, eichi hava chazok, fakat, this is the chamoyredik chazok. He got a license from Bezdin to be chaylik bebeis agronis. That we'll speak about later. But al kaponim, we hear here our first halacha, that chalukis maisa rishain is a rai that he's a koi. Frek de gemore maisa rishain de levi, what's rai he's a koi? You give maisa rishain to levi. So the more answers, Kabbalosa ben Azayah, the Sanya, Trume Lekoyin, Maiserishin Lelevi, Divrei Rabbi Kiva. Kabbalosa ben Azayah, Oima, Maiserishin Af Lekoyin. but you give Maiserish and Takayin also. Frag the Gemara fine. Aim Adama Rabbeleza ben Azariah af Lekoyin. You give it Takayin also. Abba Lekoyin v'loy l'levi miyom. He didn't say you only give it to a Koyin. He said you give it to a Koyin also. So how can you say a statement of a person has been taking Maiserish and it's a Raya, he's a Koyin? What's the Raya, he's a Koyin? He can be either a Koyin or a Levi. According to Rabbi Kiva, he's a Levi, and according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he could be a Koyin, but it's not a Chazaka that he is a Koyin. So the Gemara says, in, Bosa de Kansinu Ezra, it's speaking about after Ezra Kansen, so after Ezra Kansen, so we'll see, so according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, only Kahanim take now Maiserishin, Leviim don't take anymore. So Memele, so if he's Huzik to take Maiserishin, that's a Raya that he's a Koyin. Let us see Taisvis. Rashi, Bosa de Kansinu as Knosavi, Davke Lelevi, according to Rabbi Kiva. Before the Knas, Maiserishin was only given to Leviim. Is Bosa Knosa Aflika Hanim. So after the Knas, that was the Knas, this competition. Now you won't get all the Maiserishin. Akain also takes Maiserishin. So Memele, so in a Hanami, so the Brais isn't going according to Rabbi Kiva, because there's no Raisa Koyim. Abel Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah. The Mikami Knosa Avi Afle Koyim is Bosa Knosa Abel Koyim back. That was the Knas that only the Koyim. Vho de Maiserishin Chazok Lekuna Osik Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah Veloik Rabbi Kiva. V'yesh Shemoichekin in. The Gemara asked Akash, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Lekoyin v'loy v'levi miyama, did he say dafka akoyin? Someone says, yeah, he said, after the knas, he said. V'yesh shem moichikin in. There's other people that were moichik the words in. U'mefoshim da'od de'kom al-bosa de'konsinun ez rabafilu l'rabbi kivin. It's going according to everyone. The bosa knos have a lekula alme lekoyin davke. Vahave kemoi elo. That means, first we wanted to say that it's going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So the Gemara asked, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's a raise koyin? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah only said af lekoyin. So the Gemara says, elo. Bosa de kansinu. Bosa de kansinu. Now, according to everyone, you only give to the Kahan. So Taisa says this is a grace. The bekama mekaymes meichiach. The maiserishin lelevi af bosaknosa is rayis. Al koponim, according to Rabbi Kiva, has to be according to someone that bisman after the knas we also give to Levi. Kedusnam beper kolaget. Amal vemoises akoyin besal levi liyis mafrish alayim. The Mishnah says that a person lent money to a Kohen or a Levi, and the payments, the order of the payments were, he told the Kohen Levi, you don't have to pay me back. But listen, I give Trume and Maisa each year. So the Trume and Maisa, which I would normally would have given to you, I'll take it for the payment of the Chayv that you owe me. And that's a shaila how it works. So it's considered like he was zeich in the truma, and then I took it back from you. Fine, that's the sugya over there. Al kaponim, the Mishnah, which was written after Zman Ezra, it seems that they used to lend money to a Levi, liyis mafrish maisa alayim. Now, if you'll tell me according to this girsa that after the Knas, Leviim don't have Maisa, so what's Pshat in the Mishnah? So we see that Leviim have Maisa after the Knas. Of course, it's going according to Rabbi Kiva. B'chenos and B'gmori, so Shoma Leben Levi, kum Maisa lo Avicha B'yodi. Perk Azroya Porich, Maisa Rishon de Levi hu. B'chen B'kamo M'koim. So we see in Shas, that we see in Shas that the Leviim took Maisa. behind the Rabbi Kiva, Sakoch, that's going to Rabbi Kiva. While Kaponim, we see, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Levium take mice. Va'oit, the Laman de Yomar Knosolaniim. There's a man de Yomar that says that the Knas was the Aniim get it. Is Heichi have a Chazok le Kahune? So if it's Knosel Aniim, Heichi have a Chazok le Kahune. Da'alibe de Rabbi Kiva pligi b'soy perik yesh mutoris. There's a machloikis in soy perik yesh mutoris if knosel lekahanim, knosel la'aniyim. Now, vikalamandiyoma knosel lekahanim, vikalamandiyoma la'aniyim. Dile Rabbi Loza ben Azariye, so the Gemara says if you link knosel la'aniyim, so Pshat is like, still Rabbi Loza ben Azariye, abedavka lekoyim, afilu la'ashirim. My kaidim knosa. The like consom Ezra, because Ezra zicha didn't cancel the kahanim if before the knas a kain osher could take it. So after the knas a kain osher could also take it, because was it the kahanim gizindik? The kahanim were oilu with Ezra, the like consom Ezra she oilu. So my, according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Azarye, the kahanim ashirim take it. Laman de Yoma Knosolani, but the Mawat says, according to Rabbi Kiva, Knosolani. Laman de Yoma Knosolani, Mashmahosa, Davke la'aniyim, Beloy le'kahanim ashirim, afilu bimei tume. That you only give it to kahanim aniyim, and not to kahanim ashirim, bimei tume. The less light the bimei tume aniyim have it. Takel that an osher is also a noni bimeitum. No, okay. Vaniim dohosam. So fine. So the sugya over there seems you give it to aniim, real aniim. Vaniim dohosam. Now what is pshat knoso laaniim? Now let's according to Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara is a mahalach there knoso laaniim. So what does this mean? Vaniim dohosam, ein leforesh aniye leviim dafke. It doesn't mean dafke aniye leviim. Veloy aniye Yisrael bekahanim. Im kein distakro aniye leviim b'mesh leyol. That zikr doesn't make sense. That means, if knosel aniye means, according to Rabbi Kiva, you only give it to leviim, so the aniye leviim, they weren't oilin fakel, now we got, they were mevir. Boy, the mashma hosom ilu hoyu kahanim bimeitu mosom aniim. If they would have a shame aniim, because bimeitu mosom they can eat to milukulam of a shokli. Af al gab the linyan chalukas maisa abaki Yisrael. That means, according to Rabbi Kiva, a koyin is just like a Yisrael without a knas. A koyin is just like a Yisrael, because before the knas it's only lulavim. The Gemara would seem over there, the reason you don't give to a Kohen, according to Rabbi Kiva, at a Kohen Osha, because he doesn't hold that Kahanim are Aniyim be made to Mosa. But it would seem from over there, there'd be a Svorah to say you give to Kahanim, if you say be made to Mosa, they have it in Aniyim. So Al Kaponim, you see, Knosel Aniyim does not mean only to Leviyim. The Gemara said you'd give to Kahanim also. Now, according to Rabbi Kiva, there's no yichus of a koyin to give trume, to give maisa. So, kolchoch, after the knas, you give a filonatalabi. You give tani. Dil nyechalukas maisa, avaki yisrael, dil levi vlele koyin koma. Elo la aniim. So, al kolchoch, aniim, you see klov from the Gemara, that aniim is ich a koylo kahanam also. And if it's Kailu Kahanim, it's Kailu Yisraelim also. That means because the Kahanim aren't a bigger Yichas than Yisraelim. Elanim ben ani Kahanim, ben ani Levim. Ulamando ma maiserish and mutalazorim, shaklat elani Yisrael. So memele, so everyone took. So according to Rabbi Kiva, that's Yichab Shat Naniim. So according to Rabbi Kiva, it can't go. This paraisa that says that Achilas Maiserishin is a Rai is a Koyin can't go according to Rabbi Kiva. Because after the Knash, you give Taniyim, which is Koylu, Kahanim Levim, Yisraelim. Or Kahanim Levim. Aber le man da oma osselozom, ein irisch in osom an die Israel. Tat, mistom ef jod osselozorem, jesiche bun gibla an die Israel, kidei le moichoi, that he should sell it. To a levi or a koin, de milse dosu de takolo le iskina rabonon, tike le meichish dulma osel le meichloi. He might come and eat it. So al kaponim knosel aniyim means if mais is mutal lezorim, it means to all aniyim. Mais is not mutal lezorim, it means to kanim alavim. So aber al kaponim. So and here we have a baraisa that achilus mais arishin, achalukus mais arishin is a rai that he's a koyin. So I can't go koyin to Rabbi Kiva. So now Tosis is going to explain this knosa laniyim according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva lehivkiya ezra es halaviyim mikol v'koil ashvoysam liyisrael v'kahanim shleyitlu ashirim laviyim. That means, according to Rabbi Kiva, that the knas was that you give taniyim, napshad is that now the criteria is aniyim, and only leviyim aniyim pay. Shleitlo ashirim leviyim el aniyim leviyim b'teiras aniyis. Elo, lo leviyim, according to Rabbi Kiva, after the knas, lo leviyim bein aniyim bein ashirim o yuchelkim. That means the leviyim took weiter als leviyim. Kidemuchri b'chol hani sheveisi, shayimaitim b'teiras leviyis. That means Tosfos brought a whole bunch of rayas that leviyim took maisa, nakocha speaking according to Rabbi Kiva. So if the criteria is aniyus, why does it mention levi? So it's lent to an oni. So it seems that there was that a fellow after the knas, the leviyim took alts leviyim, but the knas was that there's competition now that aniyim also take aniyim kahanim aniyim israelim. Yeah. Void, now this brings another guy. When Gamliel besvine, shenosan maisa rishin labi Yeshua ben Hananya. And, he gave maisa rishin. So, ibe teres anias yoivlei, a maila yoivlei nami maisa roni. If Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya was an oni, the Gemara relates, he was machalik different maisras to different people. So Tosfos asks if you will say that according to Rabbi Kiva, Maaser Rishon is only given to Leviyim Aniyim, so then we'll have to assume Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya was an Oni. So Zamaylo Yovlei Nami Maaser Oni, Shre Maaser Oni Nosen Rabbi Kiva. So Memele, so again we see that Maaser Rishon was given to Ashirim also, another ayah. So then Taisi says, Umiyu yesh litchis, the lo'oilom b'teiris aniyis nosan loy. Could be it was given b'teiris aniyis. Uma shaloy nosan loy Maaser Oni. Vishahoy loy masayim zuz, dayne noitlo b'Maaser Oni, k'desamim m'seches peyeh. Aber Maaser Rishon yitl afilu yeshlei masayim zuz. Deike lamand yom da afilu kehanim ashirim bimei tume aniyim nino. So Taisin says, could be it's no raya. That means there was a knossel aniyim, but you don't have to have the qualifications of an oni for Maaser Oni. That you have to be a real oni. Here, the knas was we give to the poorer element, but it doesn't have to be a mehudadika oni that can take maaser oni. Because you see, there's a man the yomad afilukana mashirim b'mei tum aniyim nino. Boid leirotz alitim komatanoisim loni echot, samayu tzamazay no raya. Afilu he was an oni, but tzamazay no raya that why do you want to give both? He didn't want to give all the matonis to two. Bosa de Kansino Ezra. So Tosfos, Leashkechen behedye bekro de Kansino. I don't find an often a posik that Ezra cancelled the Leviim. Right, Matzino be Ezra, the posik says, Vohoya hakoyin ben Aaron, im Halevim, ba'aser Halevim. So, there's a posik in Nehemiah that the Kohen was together with the Levim, ba'aser Halevim. So, could be, Taisha says, vikilameim, the hochikoma, kshiyaboyu Halevim lachloik bebeis hagronis, yaboyu akahanim imor, so vahoyu ha-koyin ben-arim in ha-leviyim. The leviyim come, the kanim also come along. So according to Rabbi Kiva, this is gewaldig, verkehrt, because both take. Umiyu la-Rabbi Loza ben-Azayi de-bosak noso davke le-koyin, le-mashme me-haiko. So then you can bring a ray from this posik, because this posik says, that boy Yakoyim ben Arim im Alevim. So if this is the posik of this is the makir of the Knas, so what's Pshadim Alevim? The lekel meim im Alevim the koma krohine le kabel me maiserisha mishalahem. And the maybe we'll say according to Rabbi Loza ben Azai Pshat and posik is boy Yakoyim ben Arim im Alevim baaser Alevim, that they came to the Levim. Levi, you have to give me Maiser also. That's Pshat. Pakel, according to Rabbi Loza ben Azai, Maiser is only to the Kohanim, and they mund Maiser, they mund Maiserishin from the Levim. So Taisa says, Da Mishulahem, Leikonsam Ezra, Kedemuchim Geperik Azroya, the Levim Zicha, Ezra didn't cancel. So that can be Pshat in the Posik, because the Gemara says in Chulun that he didn't come to the Levim to give their Maisa to the Kohanim. Someone was Ma'irer that Taisva says he didn't come to the Levim to give to the Kohanim their Maisa. How does Taisva know this? Gemara in Chulun. The Gemara says to take from the Levim, Ezra didn't come. Fine, a Gemara in Chulun. So someone was Ma'irer that in Emerson, if you look at this posik, what Tosis brings, let's see the end of the posik. The end of the posik says, "Bahalavim." The beginning of the posik says, "Vayikayim benarim im alavim baser alavim." Fine. Then the posik ends, "Bahalavim yalu es meiser maser hamaiser lebeis eleikenu el halashochis." The base aitza ki el alishachis yaviu bnei Yisrael bnei Halevi es trumas hadogam. So the pasuk says further, the Levim took the trumas meiser, the Levim yalu es meiser ha meiser the base alakeno alishachis. They brought it to the base aitza. We see the kahanim were there. Kal alishachis yaviu bnei Yisrael bnei Halevi es trumas hadogam. They brought the trumas meiser there. So how could Taisva say pshat in the beginning of the posik that the Kahanim took the Maiser from the Levim? Because the posik is Messiah and the Levim gave Tumas Maiser to the Kahanim. So if the posik is speaking about the way Taisva says they both came to take from the Israelim, and the Trumas Maiser will be brought to the Kahanim. So it's good. But if the Posik is telling us that the Kahanim took the Maiser from the Levim, how is the Posik saying, and the Levim brought the Trumas Maiser to the Kahanim? They gave the whole Maiser to the Kahanim. So the Kahanim took the Trumas Maiser themselves. Yeshlaim, the Rabbi, so Taisa is a murder keter, Rabbi Leza ben Azaye, leinimnu alevim mikol vokol milelech lebeis agronis lachlik b'maisa, ki di omo besomach dil meikri b'yoyim. That means, like this, Ezra made a takone, we're canceling the Levim. Fine, we hear, that's, but the Levim didn't give up. This is the Chpanosach. I mean, he's entitled to say what he says. But they Lemaisa went to the Gronis also, and they're going to ask the Yisraelim, Let's hope we'll find a Yisrael who is not bekannt with the Knas of Ezra. So the Levim used to continue going. They went right to the dos. The labrazim mazai lenim novim mikol v'kam alech labeis agonus lachlik b'mais kedom v'sam du mikri v'yoyvelay. Is kosh could be can give to Levi also. Is kosh can be may Ezra shadain le posha takna show yohulchem b'beis agonus. They were going to the beis agonus. They were Levim that were still going. Lekach nema, so, Ezra said, he told the, but go along. I mean, Steinitz mit verhalte, I made a knas. So if the balabos will be an elachiyid, he won't give them. But I'll kapon him, don't be in the spell that the Levim are going, you go along also. Lekach nema, sheyelcho kahanim im a Levim. Go with the Levim. I'll kapon him, tell them that succumb to you. Fine. So, Mamela, that's pshat. Lamanda Omar Knosolanim. Now, we want to say before, according to Rabbi Kiva, so it's very good the pasuk. According to Rabbi Kiva, they both came. They came, the Leviim and the Kahanim. So that's very good if you hold Knosol Kahanim. If you hold Knosolanim, so why does it say in the Pasuk, Boya Koyin ben Aaron ima Leviim? What does a Koyin ben Aaron move in? Knosol Aniim. Ho dechsi boya Koyin. Aino be Koyin Oni. He was a Koyin Oni. Umishum. So Lecheir ben Islam davke a Koyin. Mishum de Kahanim Aniim shchichi tvei. Most Aniim were Kahanim. Fishen kol kach asukim be Meloche. Elbow by this base amigdish, gan elem kar kois, no kat koyin, budin ani Yisrael, mandio maiserishim mutilazor. Al kaponim, so that's the posik. But Rabbi Yosef Pirish, Rabbi Yosef, we're looking for a posik, shemishamayim, there's a knas, where does the posik mention the knas? Midrsiv, a different posik. He view as kol maiser or baser oitzer. The base of Oitzer Hoyelishke Shetikin Ezra Losu Shom Tumas Akanim to see Bez. We mentioned before this passage. Bekivin Shoma Lahovi Shom Hamaiser. This Malachi said, if you call a Maiser base of Oitzer, in Kain Shom Kahanim. Okay, this passage is Meredik. If you call a Maiser base of Oitzer. Vikaim along the Malachi ze Ezra. So beautiful. So Mamela, here's the Makair of the Takor. Ulaman Dioma Laniim. So if you hold Laniim, is not at all base oits and mishum the kanam aniim shrichit fake the frishes. Inami al base oits al elitan lakanam al lachalik laniim. I don't understand. Tashul, the first Teretz, Taisu says that he really said he had to bring Taniyim. Why did he say bring it to the Beis Oitzer? So, going according to Rabbi Kiva, not because the Aniyim, most of the Aniyim were Kahanim. But Taisu said before, the Zich, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Zichah gave to the Leviim also. They gave to all Leviim. So it's very modern. They gave to all Leviim, not only Leviim Aniyim. They gave to Leviim Ashiram Aniyim, and they gave also to Ani Kahanim, Ani Yisraelim. So what's Pshat? Heviu es kol ha-maiser al beis ha-oitzer. What is Pshat in this? Why do you bring all the maiser to the beis ha-oitzer, which is the Kahanim, or which is the Kahanim Aniyim? What's with the Leviim? The Leviim also. V'rabuchonon hikshe, the besayf Ezra mashme, shemaisa hoyo levi, he asked him el dikekasha, seif Ezra, this is Nehemia, that the maisa was levi, the chsiv, a muridike posik, the eida, that Ezra said, ki manoyis ha leviim loinotno, that they weren't giving maisa to the leviim. They weren't giving maisa. So what happened? Vayivrchu ishlu sadeyu alaviyim vamashoyrim. Amoyradike maise. So Ezra came into the Beis HaMikdash. There's a sign on the door. The Leviim took off. We're not working today. We have to make panosa. No one was bringing them maise. So vayivrchu, they ran away from the Beis HaMikdash. No Leviim, no Meshoyrim. one strike, we have to get meiser. And so Bemele, so he made a whole geratschke, no, but they told it. About Kaponim, Mashmi, Shalavim, Amishayim, Ayuchelkim. It seems that Al Kaponim, that they were the ones that were getting, this is Apsamerdik, this is Seif Nehemiah. So Achleim, it is the Ayimekami, the Kansino Ezra. This was before the Knas. Ach Kroile Muchachiyochi, that means this is all the way at the end of Nehemiah. So that's the Kashim.